And the main concept that came out at that time, through the research of these psychologists who started to ask the positive question, started to focus on what is working on the successful children, the concept that came out was the concept of resilience. Now, today everyone talks about resilience. We talk about resilience in school. We talk about resilience at work. We talk about resilience in the job. We talk about resilience in the bedroom. Everywhere, resilience. However, at that time in the 1980s, very few people even talked about or knew what that means. And when they studied resilience, which they defined as following, it made all the difference. Resilience, a class of phenomena characterized by patterns of positive adaptation in the context of significant adversity or risk. These kids who succeeded ended up succeeding, and they looked through longitudinal studies. 5 years later, 10 years, 30 years later, the kids who succeeded were resilient. Initially, when they studied these kids, their assumption was these must be super kids, extraordinary kids, 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000, not really replicable, therefore. However, what they found when they continue to study those people who work, those people who succeeded,